I want to share with you a few things. I once spoke to... Well, one has to control what one's looking at and what one's focused on. The Torah said, "We're velototu." We say every day in Shema, "Do not go after your eyes and your hearts." So a person has to know what he's looking at when a person's married. So it's easier. Chazal tell us that a person is there are certain things that no person escapes every day, and that is one improper thought. Every person is at some point in the day going to think something improper. But we have to control it. It's not an excuse that every day we can, I didn't do mine yet today, let's look around. No, it doesn't work that way. We're supposed to control what we think about, and the Rambam teaches us an important rule. The Rambam says, "She'en ha-yetzer." The yetzer does not overcome a person. "Ela la-lev ha-panui min ha-chokhmah." Only a heart that's clear of wisdom gets overtaken by the desire. When a person's heart is busy with wisdom, so then his heart isn't going to be overtaken by desire. If a person's walking out and his mind is blank, so then what's out there? He'll see what's out there. If a person's walking out and he's thinking, let's see, what mitzvah can I do today? Who can I help today? What did I learn today? Let me review it. Or a person needs a break. So a person has to choose where he'll go to. A person can go to modest places. I was offered to teach in a girls' seminary, and I said no. That I don't feel worthy. I'm not yet on the level where I could feel like I could sit in front of a class of 20, 30 girls and I could talk and I could say that I'm never going to do anything that's wrong. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel worthy. Someone else will teach the class. I'm not ready for that. What do you mean? No. Every person has... No. So you avoid situations. Why be in that situation? Rav Avadia Yosef, when he gives a class before women, you know what he does? He wears glasses that are black, that he can't see. Like blind people? So come on. Is he a small person? What is he? 70, 80, 90 years old? He's not a young man. He's been married. He has grandchildren. And he, when he gives, Rav Kook did the same thing. Rav Kook Zatzal, when he'd give class and there were women present, so he'd either, I don't remember if the story is that he'd remove his glasses and he was practically blind without his glasses, or he'd wear black glasses. One or the other. But he also ensured that he doesn't see it. You know, when Rav Kook as a child came home, he had scratch marks on his face. This is an interesting story. I heard this story from a Haredi Rav who was talking to me about Rav Kook 2 weeks ago. He said to me, the world doesn't realize what a tzaddik Rav Kook was. As a child, he'd come home with scratch marks on his face. And I heard two versions to the story. One version is that the version that he told me is that his mother would ask him, why are you scratched on your face? And he'd say, he wouldn't want to tell her. Until finally she cornered him and says, why are you coming home all scratched up? So he said, anytime I looked and I saw a woman that I shouldn't see, I scratched myself. This is as a child. How much desire can a little child have? But this was his sense of what purity was, that he's not supposed to see things. So I'm not saying we're Rav Kook. We're not. But at the same time, we can decide what we look at and where we go. You know, a lot of people won't go to the Tachna Merkazit if they could catch a bus elsewhere because of this problem. People in the summer try to avoid Tel Aviv because of this problem. I can't say that Yerushalayim is a haven. there are definitely... I'm not saying it's easy. No one's saying it's easy. There's a lot of chance when you guys will be married, it will be easier. But within marriage, there's also difficulty. Half the month, the woman is a nida. That's not easy. When the couple is prohibited for half a month out of each month, it's not easy. Person has to learn to control himself.
Pregnant and then you can practically be every day.
Okay. You pray that Bezrat Hashem, you merit that a person will merit, that his wife
can
will become
pregnant. Can you pray to Hashem that not to make you need
it? That's a separate question. We'll get to that in a second. So, yeah.
Did anyone tell you before?
Don't know about it.
No, it's a story that I've been told. sometimes it's just very hard. That's what I'm trying to say. Not that,
it's never easy. Never was, never will be.
Yeah.
If the Torah has to tell us lo sachmod, so then obviously our nature is to be chomed. If the Torah has to tell us do not covet, then our nature is to covet. A normal human being is going to have desire. That's how Hashem created us. It's healthy, it's good, and it has to be spiced with the Torah that tells us to save it for one's home and the building of one's home.
How can you ever be perfect? You know what I mean?
We work on it.
All your
slowly.
Life.
We work. And again, part of it is focusing on other things. If a person walks out and he's not focused on anything, so that's what he's going to look at and that's what he's going to think about. If a person walks out and he's thinking about other things and he's with his friends and he's talking to them, and a person can get used to it, I'll tell you, I could look for a second at someone and look back at you. There are a few nice stories about this. A Rebbe and his student were once walking by a river, and there was a woman bathing in the river. So the student covers his eyes and walks and walks, and the Rebbe just walks. After a few minutes, the student says, "Rebbe, there was a woman in the river. You just kept walking. I don't understand." So the Rebbe says, "Yeah, and I left her in the river. She's still with you. You're still thinking about her. I left her in the river." So that's one thing. We have to decide what we think about. Not only what we look at, but also what we think about. There's another story that says that a Rebbe and a student were walking by a river and a woman was bathing in the river. So the student looks at the wall and he's looking at the wall. So the Rebbe just keeps walking straight. So after a few minutes, the student says, "Rebbe, I don't understand." So he says, "Yeah, because you looked at the wall and saw the woman. It's not only a question of where we look. Obviously he saw it in order to look at the wall. He was looking at the wall thinking about the woman. So he said, you looked at the wall and saw the woman. I didn't, it's that.
I went.
He obviously was aware she was there, but he didn't let his mind wander on that. Whenever we look at something, we have a choice how much thought we're going to give to what we've seen. You can look and analyze. You could look and turn your eyes away. You could look and turn your eyes away and keep thinking about what you saw. Or you could look and look elsewhere and keep thinking about something else. We have a choice. And it's an art that a person learns how to control where he looks and what he thinks about. It's not easy, but it's learned. It's learned. It's something that a person has to learn. You learn how to not look at things and also not think about them. And there's two stages, because like you said, I'm walking in the street, I'm going to see something. Now my choice is where will my eyes go and where will my thoughts go? And both of those are things that we have to learn to control. With time. Yeah.
So basically you mentioned the preconditions, having proper thoughts, creating a dynamic relationship with the
woman.
So where on the scale of preconditions is having a relation, with the woman where does it fit in the scale?
So that's